All right.
You're the voters. You're two voters.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that, and and I know you're going to run into some more people too. Yeah. Rob Sabani is the third party candidate, one of the third party candidates, an independent, running for U.S. Senate. You've run before for elected office as a Republican. Why didn't you try to seek the Republican nomination?
Because I believe that both political parties have put the party above their country and the people. We're here in Harford Road. These houses don't belong to Republicans or Democrats. These homes belong to people who live in the neighborhood. But unfortunately, you look at the neighborhood and it's very dilapidated. So I don't care who helps this neighborhood as long as its help arrives, whether it's Republican or Democrat. But go back to your idea, to your question. I think both political parties are bereft of ideas, of new ideas.
All right, before we talk about other parties, what would you do for, if elected, for something for this neighborhood? What would you do that Ben Cardin isn't doing or Dan Bongino wouldn't do?
Well, Ben Cardin hasn't done it, and he's been in the Baltimore area now for over 42 years, since I was 7 years old. Dan Bongino can't do it because he doesn't have the business experience. I'm the only candidate in this race who can bring in $1 billion in investment, private investment, public-private partnership into this neighborhood and build 25,000 new homes.
You and I have talked about that before when you first declared. How do you propose to do that? I mean, how do you propose to do that?
According to the Boston Consulting Group, there's over $10 trillion worth of wealth overseas that's waiting to be invested. And the question is, you got to go knock on those doors. So as an advocate for Maryland, I would go knock on those doors and bring in $1 billion into the city of Baltimore. And if I don't do it in my first term, I'm not running again.
All right, so how do you convince those people to invest in the city of Baltimore? If they say there's no opportunity here, there is investment opportunity overseas. How do you convince them to do that?
Well, if they're going into Menlo Park because Facebook is there, if they're going into Austin, Texas, because Texas Instruments may be there, then they'll come to Baltimore if we revitalize the city. So the next time a company thinks about relocating, they'll think about Baltimore. So that's the way you attract business.
You got to locate the bring the companies here, then you can fix the homes.
Well, you can also fix the homes first and then bring the companies. It works both ways. It works both ways.
How did you make your money? You were very successful at it. Tell me what you did, a little bit about what you did.
I'm an entrepreneur. I take risks. And so sometimes those risks pay off, sometimes they don't. But I've been successful where my risks have paid off. And the bulk of my work has been marrying American companies to international opportunities. So,
as an investment banker or as a fund manager?
As an equity partner in projects. Yes. So let's say, for example, there's a solar project overseas. I find the right American company and I marry them with that opportunity. And I become an investor in the project.
You're paying for the campaign. I know you're raising money, but you're also paying for the campaign yourself. How much are you going to spend of your own money to do this?
Well, I believe in self-funding my campaign because this way no one owns me. I don't take PAC money. And so that's why I am truly the only independent in this race. Senator Cardin gets special interest money. Dan Bongino gets special interest money. Rob Sabani is spending his own money because I believe that this should be a public service. Underline the word public.
How much are you going to, you expect to spend to mount a successful campaign?
I will spend as much as it's necessary to make this a competitive race so that the people of Maryland have a choice. So far, according to the FEC reports that we've filed, we've spent over $3 million.
Now, your television ads are having an impact. They've had an impact on the polls. The Republicans don't like that. They say you're in there really to be a spoiler, that a vote for you is a vote for Ben Cardin. What do you say to that?
No, a vote for Rob Sabani is declaring your independence. It's a choice. So today, the people of Maryland have a choice. They can vote for Rob Sabani and finally break the stranglehold that both political parties have had on our country and putting their power above the country's interests.
Is there any of this that's personally to try to get back at some Maryland Republicans because of past runs?
Absolutely not. This is not against anyone. This is for the folks on Harford Road. This is for the two kids that I just met who are going to hopefully be the recipients of scholarships so they can have a better future. It's about the future. It's about choice.
How does it feel to be constantly on camera as you are right now?
I have no problem so long as I can get my message out, because fundamentally the idea is to get the message out.
All right. Very good.